FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Healthcare, education and the unemployment crisis are some of the biggest issues some citizens believe should be allocated enough money by the finance minister. Enoch Odongwana will table his budget in Parliament tomorrow afternoon. Durban resident Segrin Govender works in the healthcare sector and he says not enough is being done to address the challenges there.
People are dying. They've got the funds but they're not utilising it the proper way to save people's lives and upgrade hospitals and make it a shorter time for the people to be treated.
Louise Seward's expecting tax hikes.
I anticipate there's going to be extra tax on cigarettes and sugary drinks. I think that'll probably tax will go up as per normal. I think more money needs to go on housing and education.
And Lusanda Mjali says it's often hard to see where the allocated funds are going.
There's so much money being invested and we just don't know where it's going, especially us teenage youth. I mean, we should know and see progress.
COSATU's warning that joblessness, particularly among the youth, remains a ticking time bomb despite the slight decline in the unemployment rate. It dropped to 31.9% in the fourth quarter of last year. The Trade Union Federation says it welcomes the 132,000 new jobs in those 3 months, but spokesperson Matthew Park says they are concerned that 11,000 agricultural jobs were lost, while there's a risk of further losses from possible U.S. trade tariffs.
Much more must be done to capacitate the state so it's able to provide the public and municipal services the economy depends upon, to inject stimulus by accelerating the infrastructure rollout, as well as tapping into more financial support for SMEs, industrial and export opportunities, and ramping up public employment programs to provide a pathway to employment for the 12 million unemployed South Africans.
There's going to be a drive tomorrow for SASSA grant beneficiaries who need to switch to Postbank Black Cards. It's being hosted at Resmount Primary School in Reservoir Hills tomorrow from 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. Grant recipients have until the 20th of next month to swap their gold cards for the black one. The ward councillor, Alicia Kisun, is urging struggling residents to attend.
Banks will be on site to open accounts and assist with consent forms. Beneficiaries just need to bring their ID documents and a bank statement if they have an existing account. And if you don't, you can actually open one on the day. We will also be there to assist you with your document certification. I urge everyone not to wait until the last minute. The deadline has already been extended and it most likely will not be extended again. You need to secure your grant payments as soon as possible.
And passengers have described being left dangling upside down when their plane flipped over upon landing in Canada. The incident happened during touchdown at Toronto Pearson Airport yesterday. The Delta Airlines jet can be seen skidding on its roof with its wheels in the air. All 80 people on board survived, though 18 are injured.
Oh no. Tara, you're seeing this airplane just crashing.
That was audio from footage filmed from the cockpit of a nearby plane. And Todd Yeary, a former air traffic control specialist, has praised the response of the crew.
The sense of awareness, the calm that was maintained, and the ability to get everybody off of that flight puts us in a much different posture than what we've seen with recent incidents over the last few weeks.
The clip is courtesy of Sky News. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 21, Richards Bay 26. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.